This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hi, I'm Sarah Donchi in for Juliette today. A rocky start to the week for thousands of commuters, and it may not be over yet. Coordinated protests using chains and cement barrels shut down two big Bay Area highways for hours. More than two dozen people ended up arrested. Demonstrators calling for a ceasefire in Gaza blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge and two parts of I-880 in Oakland. It all started during the height of the rush hour morning commute. When it was all said and done, a total of 37 protesters were arrested. CHP says they're facing charges ranging from unlawful assembly to false imprisonment and conspiracy to commit a crime. Law enforcement also towed five cars across three protest sites. Another protest popped up in the past 90 minutes outside the Tesla plant in Fremont. Jose Martinez is there live for us tonight.
That's right, Sarah. Listen, it's been a day and it's not even close to be over right here in Fremont. You can see what's going on right now outside of this Tesla factory on the south side. Now, 880 here in Cater Road, it's basically collapsed at this point. This whole thing started at around 5:30 at the Warm Springs South Fremont Station. They all gathered there. They started getting there around 4:30. By 5:30, they started walking towards this side of the Tesla factory. You can see all these demonstrators who have been part of this A15 economic blockade. We tried to talk to some of them to understand why they decided to come here to Tesla, and this is what they said.
I think ultimately everybody just wants to go home and live in peace, and that's all we're here fostering. This blockade is not to be targeting the employees. Our employees here are going to be safe. We want nothing to do with that. This is mainly just to force the economic blockade and show that we are not going to be complicit with genocide wherever it may be.
Sarah, this is what's happening live right here in Fremont outside of the Tesla factory. We are trying to understand why exactly they decided to come here to Tesla. We're going to keep trying to get these details up for you. But right now, this is what's going on right now. If you're in this area, you probably want to avoid getting on Cato Road and or 880, at least for the next few hours. This is not looking that it's going to end anytime soon. We're going to get back to you with more details later.
All right, Jose, thank you so much for the live update. Our Wilson Walker heard today from some of the drivers on the Golden Gate Bridge who waited for hours while police untangled protesters who chained themselves together.
You know, we saw a similar protest just several months ago on the Bay Bridge. We've seen it again now. Obviously, something of a contest between law enforcement and protesters to take control of these bridges or keep control of the bridges. If you are a driver, a cyclist, anyone out here today, you're stuck in the middle.
I'm sympathetic, and I understand the cause. I do. And I just wish I'd have left 20 minutes earlier. I'd have missed all of this.
Just short of the bridge in a sea of cars going nowhere, one driver trying to reach family on the other side.
I'm going to try to get through. My daughter needs me. She got four little ones there, and I'm supposed to be helping take care of them while she's working.
Yeah, work over the bridge, so, you know, not many other options. Think about the ferry.
The hours dragged on. People started walking their dogs and striking out for supplies.
Yes, it's an Uber, yes. And he's lovely.
Our poor Uber driver.
And amongst the crowd, a constant chatter about the protest that had stuck them all there. Some were sympathetic.
Like, yes, it's an inconvenience, but it's also an inconvenience to be a human being in Gaza right now.
Stop arming Israel, which I think we should stop arming Israel, so I'm in support of that.
There was also plenty of frustration.
Well, my thing, civil liberties should be protected, but there is a limit. And when you have this level of a disruption to our whole transportation system, I think we need to draw a line.
Attempting to block or shut down a freeway or a state highway to protest is unlawful. It's dangerous.
The Highway Patrol says it thought something was coming, but they did not know any specific plans. The deterrent, they say, should be aggressive prosecution, thus the extensive charges.
And 236 of the Penal Code, false imprisonment.
But protest organizers were very clear that this action was not the last. Here is a spokesperson talking about what comes next.
we're going to keep pushing until people pay attention. We know from our history that people's actions work, and they won't listen to us unless we hit them where it hurts, which is in the economic region. And so we're going to keep pushing, and we're going to keep disrupting.
So what happens to these charges? Well, if you were arrested here on the Golden Gate Bridge, that case will now be referred to the San Francisco District Attorney's Office. It'll be the Alameda County District Attorney's Office for those involved in the 880 blockage. You know, we came out of this from November into this year with a lot of questions about how those cases would be prosecuted. A deal was struck with the protesters from the Bay Bridge. You wonder, will there be some sort of escalation in the prosecution as we see more of these protests? One question to ask, as we clearly are going to see more of this in the months ahead.
In Oakland, our chopper flew over 880 near Embarcadero. Protesters there chained themselves to barrels of cement you see right there. Law enforcement had to bring in special equipment to cut them free and to get traffic moving again. There were also some tense moments along 880 and 7. That's where police in riot gear formed a line to block a group of 200 or 300 protesters who marched onto the freeway. All lanes of 880 reopened around 1 o'clock this afternoon. This is, as Wilson mentioned, of course, not the first time protesters have shut down Bay Area bridges to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Dozens of people were arrested on the Bay Bridge back in November. That's what Wilson was alluding to. That happened while President Biden was in town for the APEC conference just last month. The 78 people who were arrested there were ordered to pay restitution, but they did avoid jail time. Today's protests were part of a global day of action. Organizers chose Tax Day to disrupt the economy as a way to draw attention to the conflict. There were other protests in Chicago, New York City, even Oregon. Protesters shut down a road leading to Chicago's O'Hare Airport, forcing travelers to get out of their cars, their rides, and walk to the airport with their bags to try and catch their flights.
I'm going to be honest. The last thing we want to be doing.
Yes. Terrible.
Yeah. Are you just walking to the airport now?
I'm going to try.
We brought you continuing live coverage of today's local protest shutdowns throughout the morning on air and streaming on CBS News Bay Area. You can find us on the free CBS News app or over on Pluto TV. Oakland police announced that they ticketed 52 people, towed 21 cars, and made 3 arrests after this, a weekend full of sideshows. This is some video from early Sunday morning. Our reporter, Dahl Lynn, talked to residents and city leaders about these street takeovers.
From West Oakland to East Oakland, sideshow participants took over at least 6 major intersections early Sunday morning. Police say people spun donuts, fired shots into the air, and even set a couple of cars on fire. Some of the participants mocked parents with this sign that reads, "Drive like your kids live here." But the real fireworks happened at the intersection of High Street and Foothill Boulevard around 4:30 a.m. As drivers were burning rubber and laughing at the cops, dozens and dozens of officers were coordinating and blocking off all the escape routes. It all unfolded in front of neighbor Debbie Wilson's house.
I applaud them. They need to arrest them and keep them in there.
The 65-year-old says the monthly sideshows near her house hurt her health. She recently had a stroke.
I take seizure medication. I've been having strokes and seizures. So this kind of chaos I don't need around me. It terrorizes me and it scares me.
Neighbors say it's dangerous for everyone.
They crash sometimes really close to our house. Like for example, that the neighbor's house right there, they crashed into the gate and made like a big dent in it. And I'm worried. I was like, what if they crash into my house, you know?
As police started ticketing participants and spectators, some drivers found a narrow pathway out of the blockades. Officers quickly used a patrol car to block that route. A short time later, one driver drove a white Infiniti into 2 police cars to leave the area. He wasn't done. That driver returned to challenge the officers. One officer appeared to fire some kind of non-lethal projectile to scare the driver away. Other participants tried to leave, but didn't get very far. Officers arrested several drivers and cited a lot of spectators. They also impounded a number of cars.
Make them pay. We paying, we suffering. Make them pay.
What impressed me is they not only came, they cited those that are in the middle of the sideshows, and they arrested other people.
K Councilman Noel Gayo says typically the cops just disperse the crowds and let them go. Neighbors ask, why can't the cops do this every time?
The response I get, well, we don't have enough officers. Well, we don't have, you know, enough money in overtime to pay for officers to be here.
Police say it can be very dangerous, especially when they're outnumbered by the large crowds. Aside from hitting police cars, some of the participants set two cars on fire, likely stolen. As for Debbie, she says shut them down for her health and the health of the city.
I'm from the old school and I'm from the south. They want to shoot and fight somebody and want to drive crazy, send them to the army. Give them an ultimatum.